I live in New York City. I didn't grow up there. I moved there for college, and I stayed because I fell in love with it. And I live, a couple months ago, I moved to a neighborhood in Queens. I had recently lived in Brooklyn, and it was the first time I'd taken an elevated train. The trains, you know, mostly run underground, but way out in Queens, they're elevated. And so getting to see daylight on the train every day, and I just, you know, you see rooftops even when you're sitting down, and I just started to feel like I was among them. And this is something that I couldn't get out of my head, and that would help me get through being in the same place every day and waiting for the train and knowing I was going to my job, which I didn't want to go to, and yet knowing that there was some kind of magic force that was just sort of living in the station at the nexus of the Triborough Bridge and this line going down. Dan's been there. He's been to my house. This is set at the Astoria Boulevard / Hoyt Avenue subway stop near my house, and Couscous has been there as well. And it's called My New Way to Get There. I am standing on a platform 20 feet above the ground, waiting for a train. 8 a.m. Around me, disinterested commuters frown and sigh. This is what I love about New York. You can do whatever you want, and no one will react. I step forward past the yellow line. I squat, then lower myself onto the tracks. Between each tie is a gap through which I could easily drop into speeding traffic. I begin to walk north, where the train will be coming from. Step, 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 step. Past what must have been half a pigeon stuck to the track, now just white fluff and gray feathers. Step, step. To my left is the third rail. To bend and touch it would be instant electrocution. I don't look at it. Step, step, step. The people have been watching me, muttering, but no one has spoken to me. Now, as the train rounds the curb up ahead and comes into view, there are a few startled shouts. Just those few, then no more. They can see the determination in my eyes. I stop walking. Carefully, I plant my feet a specific distance apart and spread my arms fully, palms down, head up, jaw set. I am a star. And I'm thinking of all the microbes in my intestines sliding and devouring, maintaining my systems. And I am thinking of all the tree roots pushing up pavement, interlaced and saturated, one vast green web. And I'm thinking of all the mile-wide particles in the asteroid belt, rotating and revolving, a shattered ecology. These thoughts are held like juggling, one to the next, perfect consideration, all those elements my body needs and will never see. What I see is the silver train, brakes scraping, but that's not for me. It's not fast enough to save me. The train gets larger every instant. Now. This must happen now. I am now. This must work now. It is working. I launch from the woods straight up without bending a knee, and the train passes under me. The rush of air is invigorating, and I fight the urge to gasp in, to relax, to lose myself in observation. I must keep these thoughts as large as my surroundings. If, for instance, I were to glance down at the window of a real estate office, I would not think of the star pattern my impacting body would make. No, no, no. I would think of when that glass used to be sand, and of the beach it came from, and of the cracked turtle eggs there, and of the rounded trapezoids on the reptile shell. I am floating, but still connected. It is time to exercise control. I will not fall into the unchartable sky. I use gravity and the magnetism of the metal train stopped beneath me. Many of the commuters watching me have chosen to wait for the next one. I curl up, fetal, stop, stop, stop. Tendril, nova, cilia. I halt in midair. I pivot and tilt. Now I am face down, ovoid, cell, mitochondria. The top of my head is pointed along the trajectory of the train. My hair is not hanging in my eyes. Though it is July and humid, I am not sweating. Salt, rock, canyon, river. The train rumbles away, which is a terribly mundane noise when not heard from this angle. Protractor, cathedral, stained glass crucifixion. I am moving forward. Soon, I am faster than the train, outracing it. A smile shoots onto my features for the first time since I woke up. Today, I may not go into work after all.